kuti mwana wa munthu
come to seek and to save
anabwera kuzafuna funa ndi kupulumusa
that which was lost
icho chimene chinali chotayika.
The first thing I want you to realize chimene
ndifuna muzindikire
it is that there was a moment that you were lost
kuti panali nthawi imene inu munalotayika.
And if you are not yet found, you are still lost. I am not ashamed to tell everyone else in the world that I'm born again. Because it is the power of God to those who believe. And I thank God I knew Jesus when I was very young. I grew up knowing Jesus Christ. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior as early as I was 12 years. And until today, I love him. I don't love Jesus because I want a blessing from him. I don't love Jesus because I want him to do something for me. I love him because he first loved me. And I love him because he did what no one can do for me. Not what my parents can do for me. He did for me what no any person in this world can do for me. And do you know what that is? He died for me. There were so many options. But he said, I will die because of you. So that through my death, you can live. And from that single moment, my life got saved. There is a way for a man that seemed to be right, but at the end of it there is destruction. When I was at school, both in my primary and in my high school, I remember every time I had a lot of students there who I was preaching to. And some of them are even here tonight. And I remember very well, it didn't make sense. Everybody else thought I was going crazy. But yes, I was going crazy for Jesus. I have been called every name anyone can be called in this world. And I'm happy because they are not just calling me that name. If I was not saved, they would never bother to mention or to call me any name. But they call me names because I gave my life to Jesus. They don't call names to people who are drunkards out there. They don't call names to people who are dancing in pubs out there. But they call names to us who hold this microphone and preach to you about Jesus. They call names to us who go in the villages and give food to the poor. And we are happy when we see people hating us. Because if they love you, it means something is wrong. How can the world love you? How can darkness love you? How can they speak good of you? We are happy happy when they call us every other name, because we are saved. On my t-shirt here, it is written, hallelujah, I am saved. There is no better way. There is no better direction than knowing you are going on the way of the cross. I do not regret that I gave my life to Jesus, and I make sure the whole world must know that I, this young man, he gave his life to Jesus, and it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. I do not regret that I have accepted him as my Savior. Wherever I have been, I have told people I am saved. And I've come here to tell you, this should be your confession. Wherever you should go, tell people you are not ashamed of the gospel. You are not ashamed that you are a child of God, and that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. The reason why we gather here today, it is only one reason: to celebrate the day we gave our lives to Jesus. Now I want to say this to you: the journey to salvation is not a simple journey. In this journey, we do not walk with the friends. In this journey, we don't go by what people think of us. In this journey, we don't go by what people say about us. In this journey, we don't go by what people are commenting on social media about us. This is a journey of faith. In this journey, we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Are you there? Are you there? So my journey of salvation didn't start now. It started a long time ago. And my journey of preaching the word in very far places didn't start now. I am proud. I have loved my Jesus until today. And I've come here to tell you that this Jesus will never disappoint you. Even if your neighbor can disappoint you, your boyfriend can disappoint you, your family members can disappoint you, but Jesus will never disappoint you. If you accept him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, that he is the Lord, and that if you believe in him, that God raised him from the dead, and that if you welcome him with your heart, you shall be saved. Now raise up your voice and say in the name of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. I am a new creation. I am born again. Hallelujah! There is nothing more important than you giving your life to Jesus Christ. In the book of Mark
16,
the Bible says,
Bible Mati,
verse
15,
he said to them,
Anati kwa iwo,
go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
Yes, akakulupilire ndi kubatizidwa, wakapulumusidwa.
And today we have those people who want to be baptized. We will take you through baptism today. We have set up a place of baptism and you will go home baptized. And I'd like also to say this. If you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your personal Savior, raise up your hand as I believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.